This is the BrizNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and James Scully.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile. Soon to be joined by James Scully, who went to the wrong studio. 888-966-4776. Good to be back, everyone. Really, really good to be back. Missed you guys. Missed the calls. Just looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. 888-966-4776, the number to call. And we'll hope to hear from some of my old friends tonight. James is on his way. Lots to talk about. Belmont Fall Championship meet underway today. Churchill Downs fall meet underway today, so we will we got plenty to talk about. Lots of stakes action. Lots of stakes action across the country, all over the place, up in Canada, Woodbine Mile, 888-966-4776. All right, waiting for James Scully to come in tonight. And it's been a wild few weeks, folks. I missed you guys, like I said. Ready to get back into the swing of things in the perfect time of year. 7 weeks. That's the part of this that gets my mind blown. 7 weeks until the Breeders' Cup. So just about 50 days until the World Championships out of Del Mar this year. And really looking forward to some of the, well, all of the races, obviously, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the Distaff and the Classic this year, because I think we got two real dominant filly in Colt and Nick's Go and Latruska. And looking forward to seeing who takes them on. And, you know, Nick's Go, obviously, the mile and a quarter is the question. Mile and a quarter is the question. And you always wonder, do you go back and try to win another dirt mile? I don't know what you do. 888-966-4776. The number to call. Looking forward to some turf action this weekend. Woodbine Mile. Looking forward to the action at Belmont Park. Looking forward to
this is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? then BristNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BristNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BristNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BristNet.com/APR. The BristNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BristNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BristNet is the handicapper's edge.
Live racing is back at Churchill Downs September 16th through October 3rd. With the same strong purses back from summer and four new stakes races, you won't want to miss live racing at Churchill Downs. With the win in your end Grade 3 Iroquois a Derby points race and Grade 3 Pocahontas an Oaks points race on September 18th, plus the new Bourbon Trail, Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Harrods Creek, and Seneca Stakes, this September meet is sure to be full of excitement. For more racing information and to get your tickets today, visit ChurchillDowns.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
This is Elliot Walden, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrisNet.com call-in show, 888-966-4776. Ann in New York is on the line. Hey, Ann, welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, Anthony. As you know, I'm always trying to learn more about horse racing, and I have a question that I haven't been able to find out on my own. What does salty mean, a salty horse?
Salty competition, you mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's what the expression is. It seems to me that I hear people talking about the horse being salty.
Salty means tough. You know, a tough customer, tough. A tough individual, basically.
All right. Well, that's helpful to me, and good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you very much, Ann. Yes. It's a good question. It's just a word that Acacia likes to use it a lot. Acacia Courtney, little A. It's one of her favorite words. A salty group, a salty bunch, a salty competitor. Yeah, that's Acacia's word. 888-966-4776. As we wait for the arrival of James Scully. It's just, different people like to use different different stuff. Salty's. I'm a fan of Salty. We had some salt. That seventh race today would have been a Salty with clench in there, but he came out. He came out. But yeah, looking forward to the weekend stakes action. Weekend stakes preview presented by Naira Bets tomorrow night. We got 15 of them coming at you. 15 of them. Looking forward to going over that with Bobby Newman. And we talked about this earlier today. It was really nice. Thanks to everyone who helped play a role in picking up the pieces while I was away.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
So I could play sports and see my friends without having to worry about anything.
I'm ready for concerts to be back and just have a life again.
So I can actually eat pizza at my favorite pizza place.
Because I'm ready to travel again.
So that I can sit on the couch, read my granddaughter books, and hug her when there's a happy ending.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to TakeAHealthyStand.org.
HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
Hello, this is Steve Cawthon, winner of the Triple Crown 1978 aboard Affirmed, and you are listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
And welcome back to the Brisnet.com call-in show. I'm Bobby Newman. A little bit of technical difficulties there with our friend the Big A, as well as with James Scully. So I am called in out of the bullpen, and I'm happy to do it. This will be a fun last 45 minutes of the Brisnet.com call-in show. Once again, the number to call in, 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776. The phone lines are open.
Bobby,
now.
This is James Scully. I did get here finally.
Oh, that's great to hear you, James.
Yeah, they moved the studio on me here in Lexington, and I was unaware that the address had changed. So, yeah, running a little bit behind. Sorry for any inconvenience. But, yeah, happy to be here with you. How are you doing?
Doing great, and very happy to have you on, James, and looking forward to getting out to the phone lines. A lot we can talk about for these final 45 minutes of the Brisnet.com call-in show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry for the technical difficulties. Our good friend, the Big A, Anthony Stabile, is working on them, but happy to pinch hit, happy to be here with James Scully, and happy to get out to the phone lines. Once again, the number to call in, 888-966-4776. Anything you guys want to talk about, we will try to give you our honest answer, even if they're questions that we don't want to answer. We will do our best getting to them. Now, James, during the race day program today, I asked Anthony what I thought was a tough question. I'd be interested to know your opinion on this. And before we do this, let's get out to the phone lines because Tom in St. Louis has been waiting. Tom, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great, Tom.
Great.
Hey, James, I want to say one thing. We had talked last time I called about golf at Ellis Park and going to Ellis. I pulled the Friday before Labor Day a better doubleheader. I went to the Corn Ferry Tour in the morning that was across the river in Evansville or a suburb, and then went to Ellis afterward. You know, it's an unbelievable golf destination when you go to Ellis. It just seems to work out with that 1 o'clock first post or 12:40. Guys, I got a question, and I wish the Big A was on for this as well. But as a guy that's, we're 50 days out from the Breeders' Cup, and after the Breeders' Cup's kind of a dead time of the year, obviously you got the sale going on at Kingland. You're rolling into Kingland. You got the Belmont meet starting. You got, you know, things going on the West Coast. What are two or three things, and I'll give mine, that you guys are looking forward to almost in an, you know, I look at it as the next month, you know, to where you get past the last Breeders' Cup preps, and then the 4 weeks before the Breeders' Cup, and then obviously Breeders' Cup is what it is. Obviously, one of the things that I'm looking for in this first part is these big prep races. I look at this Jockey Club Invitational. You get a lot of international horses coming in. Bobby, we talk about things you didn't see 20 years ago when we went to the racetrack. I think the more propensity of, you know, Godolphin and Aiden O'Brien to ship a lot of horses over and be in these, especially at East Coast turf races, I think that really wet my dry turf races in the fall, when traditionally, with the exception of Kingland, I really didn't look at them. And then I think this fall meet at Kingland coming back with adding a few more stake races and it being so front-loaded because the Breeders' Cup, I think that first weekend at Kingland's going to be just unreal. But then I struggle, you know, Kentucky Downs has quit racing now. By the way, a track I'll never figure out. I should just never bet it. I just pick numbers like a pick-three lottery ticket. But I just struggle with some of these other tracks to see other things that maybe in years past I'd missed. I'll take the call off the air, and it's always great to hear both of you guys. And, Bobby, I've had to miss the last couple of weeks because of some work issues, but you just truly do such a good job in your pinch-hitting role or a role that you have as talking things about how the game used to be versus how it is now. And my other last thought, I did text a bunch of people Sunday night. It just almost breaks my heart to watch a football game be played in a full stadium on what used to be Hollywood Park, for what that track used to be, place where Luke Kreitbosch was, and Friday night racing when TVG really ramped up its exposure. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll take the call off the air.
All right, Tom, thanks for calling. Well, James, there's a lot to unpack there. I'm going to let you start with whichever you want to talk about, and I will try to fill in the blanks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you look at it. I really look at, I mean, Tom hit the nail on the head, but the Breeders' Cup's the biggest thing really coming up in the fall. But as being a resident of Lexington, Kentucky, and growing up going to Keeneland, you know, I get a little bit excited for the opening of that meet, the prep races for the Breeders' Cup. And then even, at you know, once the Breeders' Cup's over, the Thanksgiving Day weekend is always a huge racing weekend. Even Aqueducts carried it into the first week of December. So I really look at right there before the championship meet ends. I know it's only like a 2 or 3 week period, but that's like almost the end of the year for me, Bobby. I don't know how you see it with the, you know, the racing calendar as such. But, yeah, I mean, he hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, it's great to see. I thought the one point he made about the international shippers, I think Aiden O'Brien and Coolmore, just unbelievable, their participation. They, it looks like they're going to ship Bolshoi Ballet back over for the third time. We'll see if he can rebound in that Jockey Club Derby. And I'll let you respond.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's exciting to get to see these horses prep, if you will, one more time before those Breeders' Cup races. Although, I'm not really sure. I mentioned this earlier, and it's kind of a bugaboo of mine. I'm not really sure you can call $700,000 purses, million-dollar purse races preps for anything. Mm-hmm. For God's sake, the Jockey Club Derby Invitational is a million-dollar race. It's a million-dollar race. I mean, it's not. This is a race you point for, not you prep in. Now, they may be using these races as preps for Breeders' Cup races, as it turns out. But, I mean, these races stand alone. They're just fantastic races, just like all the races at Woodbine this weekend stand alone, whether it's the Summer or the Natalma or the Woodbine Mile or the, you know, the Canadian International, whatever it is. They stand alone. They'll be used as preps for the Breeders' Cup. They're big races on their own, and they deserve marquee billing. As far as – I disagree, Tom, with one thing that you said. I think in years past, in fact, through most of racing history, it seems like – let's say it this way. In most of racing history since the Breeders' Cup began in 1984, that once the Breeders' Cup is over, it's kind of a downtime overall in racing. But – just the same way the PGA Tour has changed that to make it kind of a year-round thing and a wraparound schedule, doesn't it seem like racing, James, has done that a bit to you, whether it be the promotion of the Naira Mile or, you know, opening day at Santa Anita now, right, with that big gap between when Los Alamitos ends and when Santa Anita starts, and having the Malibu and all those great opening day stakes. And, of course, you know, the Pegasus, which is a fairly new race at Gulfstream, the Dubai World Cup, the Saudi Cup, you know, these horses, these quote-unquote big horses, especially the handicap horses that normally would get time off for several months after the Breeders' Cup if they were thinking of coming back, I mean, there's multi-million dollar opportunities for them to not take time off. So I think, Tom, your theory about, you know, that it being kind of a downtime after the Breeders' Cup is kind of going away. There's so many big things all times of the year that you have different things to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, no doubt about that. And you're right. I mean, once the championship meet opens and then that Boxing Day card at Santa Anita, you know, you're really off and running into the new year. You got Derby preps like the first week of January at Santa Anita. And then the Pegasus there and, you know, has become a race where, you know, you look at Gunrunner and other stars are staying around before they head to stud to City of Light to run Accelerator, even ran in that Accelerator, before they headed to stud. So, yeah, it is a year-round kind of event. And, you know, at this time right now, I'm excited because, you know, we're going to have, like, some horses that are prepping for, you know, that are going to make their next to last start before their last start before the Breeders' Cup, you know, this Saturday at Churchill. And then we get into, you know, Pennsylvania Derby weekend and into a couple big Breeders' Cup prep weekends.
And by the way, Pennsylvania Derby weekend, I don't think is a weekend at all. I think they're actually running the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion on it's not going to be on a weekend day, isn't that right? Are they staying on their Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday schedule?
I thought it was the 25th, which is a Saturday. But
oh, maybe you're right. Okay, because yeah. they were originally thinking about just keeping it during their regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday schedule. But I guess they figured, you know, that they want to give the fans out there in the Philadelphia area a chance to come out and
oh, yeah, and I'll just make a brief point. I mean, one other thing that Tom did mention briefly was the Kentucky Downs. I mean, you look at those – you're talking those purses, $3.95 million offered in five stakes last Saturday. It's just incredible the amount of money they're running for in races there and how much those races are growing in stature every year.
Let's head back out to the phones. Charles in Mississippi. Charles, I thought this was going to be the day that you finally got to speak with the Big A again, but it's not going to work out that way, my friend.
He must think he owes me some money or something, doesn't he? Bobby, he's been dodging me for about a month here.
I know, and the bad thing is he acts like he really likes you.
Oh, the Big A loves Charles. I'll tell you, Charles, I'm bummed out too. I mean, not that I'm happy to be on with Bobby, but I was really looking forward to chatting with him as well and wishing him well, and you know, glad to see him getting back to work and feeling a lot better, you know, physically.
Well, James, it's good to hear you, and you're one of my favorite handicappers, and you just keep up the good work. But this year is going to be totally different for me. Since we're talking about the year round, because Oakland's going to open up a month early. So you can have days where Oakland, Aqueduct, and Gulfstream are all running in December. And I think it's going to speed up the process going into, you know, Derby and springtime of the year. And
it's going to be a big change running that first weekend in December.
And Bobby, I'm going to warn you, now when you look at those European horses, always look at what Charlie Appleby's bringing over here. He's pretty tough, brother.
Well, Charles, and thank you so much for your call, but I'm going to tell you my handicapping method when it comes to the Breeders' Cup, and James, you'll laugh at this, but this is an absolute 100% truth. So, first of all, I'm awful when it comes to the Breeders' Cup turf, and no matter what I'm playing horizontally, I hit all in that race. I just don't want to have to deal with it. I'm not very good at handicapping that race. I can't figure out why I'm not very good at handicapping that race. I just know I'm not very good at it. Thankfully, last year, in addition to hitting all in that race, which didn't produce some great price, Tarnawa getting the win, I did hit all in the Breeders' Cup Mile as well as part of that pick four. And I never, ever, ever would have had Order of Australia if I was eliminating even one horse in that race.
From post 14.
Right. Yeah. Didn't like the post. It was a jockey who at the time I was not familiar with.
Yeah, they're like fifth string for Coolmore.
Right, and not, you know, not coming in with the best resume. And I said, there's just no chance that this horse wins. But I'm not going to sit here and use 10 of the 14 horses. I might as well just hit all in this race. And lo and behold, this horse comes rolling home. And, you know, thankfully, Monomoy Girl and Authentic also got their jobs done. And the pick four ended up paying really well, despite me alling both of those, the turf and the mile.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's you're right about that strategy as well. Even if you'd like a favorite, I mean, you get some really bombs that can run in there. I've seen those results as well, like underneath in the Breeders' Cup Mile, where you've had favorites and 50-1 shots underneath, and it's going to be. What are your thoughts on Oakland Park opening up the first weekend of December?
Well, my honest thoughts are that they're opening because they have a hotel there, and the easiest way to get that hotel filled is to have live racing. And if you can be live racing during the winter holidays, then that place will be jam-packed. So that's what I think the real reason is behind it. You know, I'd like to think, well, we just want to run longer and, you know, and the weather is going to be nicer in December, which I'm told the weather is actually better there in December than it can be in January or February. We'll see. I have not been to Hot Springs that time of year. My guess is it has a lot to do with that hotel and with the casino and the race and sports book and getting people to that area for a longer period of time. I think if I was a horseman, I might have little stronger views. I don't want to mention the guy's name. Guy who wins a lot of races at Oaklawn and wins a lot of races at Remington Park. And now they're going to overlap a little bit. Hmm. And he is 100% not happy about this. You know, he likes taking all of them from one place and going to the other place and relocating right. and all that. And it makes things tougher. But, you know, I'm sure there are pluses and minuses to everything. Whatever it is, what they're doing at Oaklawn Park, for the most part, is nothing but good. And you can see it in their racing product. You can see it in their I mean, their racing. I know they don't have a turf course, but their racing has been absolutely phenomenal the last couple of years, last 3 or 4 years. And I'm not just talking about the horses they're getting in the Rebel and the Arkansas Derby and the Southwest and things like that. I mean, just on a daily basis, they get nice big fields, horses from everywhere,
oh, yeah.
very contentious races.
Yeah, you see a lot of horses shipping in from Southern California for races there and more stables from big trainers that would have never thought about sending a division to the Midwest in the winter months. You're right about that weather. I did see that as well because it has been just terrible, like it's seemingly in February as well there. So maybe, you know, maybe that will benefit them. You know, that the getting, I hadn't really thought about that hotel angle because last time I was there was 2 years ago. And I mean, that casino, they just bust people in. But yeah, getting people to stay overnight and the holiday experience would probably be part of it. And I'll say this about Remington. I wonder if that will affect, because you're right about their that December. That's like all their big races are right there in like mid-December. The Remington, the Springboard Mile and Trapeze and all those races. I remember 1 year they ran them on a Sunday night at like 9:30 Eastern. It was unbelievable. I had to run a recap of that. But
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more here on the Brisnet.com call-in show. Also get to our Bloodhorse news update. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Phone lines are open, 888-966-4776. Give us a call. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Live racing is back. Churchill Downs, September 16th through October 3rd. With the same strong purses back from summer and 4 new stakes races, you won't want to miss live racing at Churchill Downs. With the win in your end Grade 3 Iroquois a Derby points race and Grade 3 Pocahontas an Oaks points race on September 18th, plus the new Bourbon Trail, Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Harrods Creek, and Seneca Stakes, this September meet is sure to be full of excitement. For more racing information and to get your tickets today, visit ChurchillDowns.com.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Pena will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, I'm Leah Jarmati, and I love listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Bobby Newman and James Scully on this Thursday evening. It's time now for the Blood Horse News Update. And a look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. Jockey Mejia gets 10-year ban for electrical device. Boy, this is a fun one. Jockey Tomas Mejia has been suspended for 10 years and fined $5,000 by the Monmouth Park Board of Stewards for possessing an electrical device during the running of a September 3rd race at the New Jersey racetrack. The September 15th ruling came after photographic evidence was presented to the stewards, proving that Mejia had the electrical device upon his entrance to the winner's circle after winning the seventh race aboard Stronger Than You Know and prior to dismounting. In a response to a September 10th request by Bloodhorse for an image of the race in question, the track photographer responded that they were, quote, not permitted to send that photo out at this time. Trust me, you can find it if you look hard enough on the web. A follow-up request September 16th received no response. An electrical device known as a quote-unquote buzzer in racetrack lingo is used to urge a horse into running faster by delivering an electronic shock. They are prohibited. Stronger Than You Know, owned by Colts Neck Stables and trained by Jorge Duarte Jr., won a 5-furlong allowance race paying $11. In third place entering the stretch, the filly surged late under urging from Mejia to catch 4-5 favorite Mumbai. That wraps up the afternoon's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The September issue of Blood Horse Magazine features 154 pages, including No Easy Ride as top jockeys reach their peak. Naira Colony features impressive depth. National Parks, integrity, safety, more important than ever as Philly area track garners greater attention. And a sleeping giant stirs. Big change could be coming to racing in China, but how big is big? Download a copy of the September issue now from the Blood Horse Magazine app via the App Store or Google Play, or subscribe today and receive a free gift at bloodhorse.com/subscribers only. James, I know that you and I don't know each other that well, but there's something about me that grins when I see chaos, especially if it's chaos that does not involve me or my friends or my family. And this story does not. It's a bad story overall, but it's an interesting story. And I'm wondering, in your eyes, I asked Anthony this on the Race Day Show. This jockey Mejia, first of all, ridiculously bad decision that he made. Not only using the buzzer, but somehow keeping the buzzer on him when he returned to the winner's circle. Just ridiculously, ridiculously bad. He's gone for 10 years from Monmouth Park. What are the chances that some other track lets him ride in those 10 years?
Oh, I don't think there. I mean, not good. I mean, I think very little. I guess it could be a minor circuit, or if those, you know, somewhere out west or something. But I'm sort of skeptical that would happen nowadays. I would certainly hope not, that everybody would like respect that decision. I'm not sure though. Has that happened before, where a jockey's been banned like this that you're aware of, and then they rode somewhere else?
Well, there have been jockeys. My favorite jockey of all time is Patrick Valenzuela. Right. And he was not in trouble for this. Obviously, he had substance abuse issues. and there were jurisdictions that would not let him ride. And he, for a while, he ended up riding other places. I think for a while he was riding at like Louisiana Downs and Fairgrounds a little bit. Right. I don't think he was real successful there, but I think he rode there. He may have ridden in Texas for a year or two. And this is not when he was at his prime. This was, you know, when he was a little older, and he wasn't quite the same P-Val as he was like in the 80s and early 90s. But as far as buzzers, I don't know. The one that I can think of most recently is Roman Chapa, who unfortunately just passed away recently. Mm-hmm. He was...
Wasn't there a guy in Louisiana named Patton or something that, like, sat out his entire suspension and then came back and rode? I vaguely can remember something along those lines.
I don't remember that. I remember Sylvester Carmus waiting in the fog, and when they were going around more than once, and he mistimed it, and he won by too many lengths, or won in too fast of a time, and he got caught doing it way back when. I think he was suspended 5 years for that, and he came back and rode for several more years once that was done. But as far as this goes, Anthony thought that that Mejia's best chance of riding in the next 10 years would be maybe being a contract rider in another country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think they would reciprocate the U.S. rules. I mean, maybe all the states that have racing would honor New Jersey on this decision. But, yeah, I don't see why. I mean, there's so many international, locations that have, like, popped up. It seems like that would be, but you know, he would have to know somebody. I mean, that might be easier said than done also. So you're right though. I mean, what incredibly bad judgment. I mean, you have to know that everybody has a phone, much less the track photographer catch you, and just incredibly idiotic. That was my first thought. I mean, just to have that photo like he did was my first thought.
By the way, I have a buddy who listens to this show. He says, Billy Patin on Valhall in the Arkansas Derby.
Yeah.
So that's what you're thinking of, P-A-T-I-N.
I thought he came back and ran after his suspension expired. Like, say, with Meja, if he waited 10 years, you know, that's what he did. But I'm not positive about that.
I don't know either. And I don't think it was 10 years either with Billy Patin, but,
right.
Or Patan. Interesting. I don't even know if he's. I would assume he's going to try to fight it a little bit, but I don't know what you can really do. The picture is not there on Blood Horse. Trust me, you can find the picture if you look hard enough online. In fact, you don't have to even be a genius to find it online. And it's plain as day. It's plain as day. If you know what one of these buzzers look like, you'll just see it right there in his hand. It can't be photoshopped, what they just saw there. Speaking of rulings and things that are going on, and I was hoping that we get some calls on this. It's not too late. Give us a call, 888-966-4776. How about the news that came out? It's not specific to Bob Baffert, but it's from Churchill Downs regarding banned trainers, saying that their horses will not be eligible for Kentucky Oaks or Kentucky Derby points toward the 2022 runnings as of now, which, you know, long story short, means Baffert's horses don't get to earn any points as long as Baffert's training them. What do you think about that, and do you think that will hold up?
I think that's going to hold up. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting what happens with that as far as the horses. I mean, you know, I think it's all going to at first come to a little bit of a head, perhaps even in the Breeders' Cup, because it's going to be, I mean, it's going to, if his horses are running and winning those Breeders' Cup juvenile events, you know, I just think it'd be a bad look for the sport. I saw somebody speculated in a publication about, like, whether the Breeders' Cup would take action. I don't think it's out of the question. I'm not saying I have a lot of confidence that will happen, but, you know, it's seemingly to me his owners are still on board. I don't know what the situation is, and maybe it's a situation where they're just going to deal with down the road. But, you know, but I would say, you know, even if you, like, forego, like, any of these juvenile points in these preps, you know, by January 1st, I mean, I just, you know, the people that own horses and have them with Bob Baffert, they want to run in the Kentucky Derby. So, I think it's far from settled.
Well, I think something has to happen before the Breeders' Cup. I mean, let's not forget that, you know, Baffert, for the umpteenth time, won the Del Mar Debutante, right, the Del Mar Futurity this year. And by the way, neither of them were the quote-unquote main Baffert runners in those races. He's got other runners that didn't win those races that at least some people thought were better than these winners.
He had that maiden winner the weekend before the Futurity by like 10 lengths. And
Corniche. Yeah. But I mean, he had a horse named Murray who was favored in the Futurity and ran terribly, and Pinehurst ends up winning the race very impressively. He had a couple fillies in the Del Mar Debutante. I think EDE was the favorite in the race. She didn't win. It was one of his others.
Grace that went, something. Or
right, Grace Adler, who won the race. So, I mean, owners are going to have to make a decision now. I don't think that – because winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile or Juvenile Fillies basically gives you enough points right then and there to get into the starting gate, the, you know, for the Derby or the Oaks. That's the first major points race that there is, winning the Breeders' Cup.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just speculating, but I'm thinking that, like, at least in the short term before that, they're just going to like run in those races, say like the American Pharoah or Chandelier or any other 2-year-old race preps coming up, and just forego the points. I mean, they're going to be like, they're still looking for further resolution. I would speculate that his owners are, that have like 2-year-olds that could be Kentucky Derby prospects.
Right. You also figured that if they're sticking with him already, if they're already still with him, you know, through what he's been and the legal actions that he's dealing with Naira and with Churchill Downs, they want to stick with him. They want to be with him as long as they possibly can. Now, not everybody has stuck with him. We've seen a few horses going to people like Todd Pletcher or whatever, you know.
Windstar and Spendthrift didn't send, like, 2-year-olds to him. You know, those are, I mean, Windstar might have some that they're in partnership with, but they didn't send, like, some that they were planning on sending to him, and I think Spendthrift did the same thing.
Right. So not everyone is, I mean, you know, there's a fine line between sticking with, you know, sticking to your guns and sticking with your guy and saying, I'm looking out for number one. And eventually, almost everybody looks out for number one. You know, they as long as they can, they want to stick with Bob as long as they can. But, you know, if sticking with Bob is going to affect them negatively, and I'm not saying, you know what I mean, as far as their ability to make money and to get to the Kentucky Oaks or the Kentucky Derby, you know, saying it and doing it are two different things. And it's easy for us to speculate because we're not involved. You know, it's not our money. It's not our business as far as, you know, putting in all the effort, and whether it's the breeding or the purchasing or, you know, just paying the vet bills regularly, whatever you want to say. You know, it's easy for us to decide what people are going to do with their money. But interesting things happening in racing that, I mean, let's face it, for the most part, we haven't dealt with for our lifetimes.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the real elephant in the room is, you know, the Kentucky Racing Commission and, you know, getting the case from May 1st adjudicated. I mean, that just, everybody's in the dark what the timing or schedule of that is.
Yeah, I is the over under, who's going to get resolved first? The ruling on whether Medina Spirit is the official winner of the Kentucky Derby or Maximum Security won the Saudi Cup?
Well, I mean, the Maximum Security, I mean, they might just drag it on forever, so I would say the Medina Spirit.
Well, interesting, and we joke around a lot about our good friend Jeff Bloom, who, of course, was the majority owner of Midnight Bisou, I think just has the phone next to him, just waiting for it to. I don't even think it's going to be like a little text thing, like a. It's just going to be like a cha-ching when like $10 million extra dollars hits his bank account if that gets ruled in his favor.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to get any news like what's going on too. You know, so it's like people are really sort of in the dark. I did want to mention before, wish we had some more callers, but Charles, just in case anybody's listening, fan of Charles, he said Charles Appleby, so he's got Creative Flair and Yiber in the Jockey Club Oaks and Jockey Club Derby, so those are his two plays.
There you go. So we know that if those horses run well, Charles is going to be riding high when he calls back next week. With Anthony online. We're going to take our final break. come back with more here on the BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
Live racing is back. Churchill Downs September 16th through October 3rd. With the same strong purses back from summer and four new stakes races, you won't want to miss live racing at Churchill Downs. With the win in your end Grade 3 Iroquois a Derby points race and Grade 3 Pocahontas an Oaks points race on September 18th, plus the new Bourbon Trail, Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Harrods Creek, and Seneca Stakes, this September meet is sure to be full of excitement. For more racing information and to get your tickets today, visit ChurchillDowns.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
This is Elliot Walden, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Final segment of the BrisNet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Bobby Newman and James Scully, give us a call, 888-966-4776. Phone lines are open. James, before we get done, what's going on over at BrisNet? Anything exciting, any new products that people should take a look at?
Well, I mean, we got the Downs After Dark, the opening weekend at Churchill Downs, so really pushing, some products, tip sheets and data reports for that. We're going to have PPs available and such for players. So, go to BrisNet.com, check out everything we have going on.
I've been an ultimate PPs user for many, many years, so I don't want to say something because I'm very biased toward them, but for somebody who's never used the BrisNet PPs and specifically the Ultimate Pass Performances and maybe has been using a popular competitor, what's one thing specifically that the Ultimate PPs have that maybe you don't find in other PPs?
Pace numbers. I mean, the E1, E2, late pace numbers, our race and class ratings.
I love using the pace ratings. I love, like, you know, finding horses with improving form, you know, utilizing and just like doing pace projections for race is could be a key component to it. Definitely the pace ratings. You know, we got lots of trainer stats and other stuff that you might be able to get elsewhere, but I think our pace ratings are tops.
Pace ratings are great. The prime power, I know a lot of people kind of use that as like a Cliff Notes edition of, you know, handicapping and, you know, seeing who's on top as far as prime power. I have a buddy who keeps track of things. He says when you have a horse that's 10 points or more higher than anyone prime power, the win percentage is just exorbitant. Now, you're not going to get the biggest prices on those horses more often than not.
No.
But he swears by the prime power number, and that's you see these are all underneath the past performances for each race. You'll get all these early pace, you know, early pace last race, last pace last race, prime power numbers. It sounds like a lot to unpack if you're not used to it, but it's really very simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing about like you know, it's really applicable during the Breeders' Cup, but you know, you're seeing it more and more. I mean, like take these Belmont races with these international shippers. We're given like race ratings, which show you the overall class of the field, and a race rating, which is a performance class number to those horses. And it gives you something to gauge, take a quick look, and, you know, can identify like, you know, what kind of class these horses are running in overseas.
We're getting close to the finish time here for the call-in show. James, going back to what Tom in St. Louis asked earlier on, one last thing. When we're getting to this nitty-gritty as far as last chance for horses to run before the Breeders' Cup, because we're basically about there. You're just not going to see horses run past maybe, you know, the second week of October, and even that's pretty late right now for a lot of these horses as far as, the race before they run in the Breeders' Cup. Is this a make or break thing for you? What are you looking for from these last quote unquote preps?
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I need to see just a good race sometimes, you know, I don't put like, you know, a big part of my handicapping is just, you know, is a little bit of trip too. So, you know, I'm always going to be taking into account trip, and you'll see horses that get beat in these races. So, I mean, you know, generally they have to run well in these races, but, you know, it's not make or break whether they, you know, run to their odds or, you know, get, you know, they don't have to win necessarily.
Getting down to the final few minutes here on the BrisNet.com call-in show. Once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties today. Anthony Stabile was supposed to be on the show, but issues with internet where he is, and he's been fighting this for about the last day and a half. So, James, I'm sorry you were stuck with me today, but I really enjoyed getting a chance speaking with you and getting to hear your opinions on these things. I hope we get to do it a little more often.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great chatting and talking, and maybe we'll get to meet at the races someday. Hey, I will mention now, Saturday night on that card at Churchill, Stellar Tap is running in that Iroquois, and I don't know if you're aware of that tap at Colt, but real impressive maiden winner at Saratoga. The runner-up, you know, came back and won real nice for Pletcher. And, you were saying these horses run, you know, their final preps are earlier and earlier. A lot of these horses running in these races will be their final prep for the Breeders' Cup.
All right, Stellar Tap, looking forward to seeing Stellar Tap run on this Saturday at Churchill Downs. By the way, maybe seeing you sooner than we think. Have a trip planned to Keeneland second weekend of October. So going to go to the track either that Saturday or the Sunday. Wife has never been to that area. We're going to go on a farm tour. I think we're going to see Spendthrift, which is going to be a lot of fun. And actually going to do the shows right there from the studio where you are right now.
Outstanding. Yes, definitely. I'll definitely come out and find you at Keeneland. I mean, I'll be out there as well, so definitely get together. Look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been forever since I've been to Keeneland, and cannot wait to get back. Anytime you can go to live racing is great, but when you're seeing, you know, some of the best in the country, it's even better. Well, thanks to everyone who joined us this evening here on the BrisNet.com call-in show. Thanks to producer Lee Delapina, my co-host James Scully from BrisNet. I'm Bobby Newman. Have a great evening, everyone. Tomorrow here on HRRN, 3 to 6 Eastern Time, Race Day presented by Twin Spires. We'll have live racing from Belmont Park, Churchill Downs, and Gulfstream Park. And then from 6 to 7 p.m., the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. Lots of racing from Churchill, from Belmont, from Laurel, and a big weekend north of the border with our friends at Woodbine. You've been listening to HRRN. Have a great night, everyone.